On the town's main Facebook group, which began life as a place to post fond childhood memories of schoolteachers, shopkeepers, nuns and priests, there was outrage. Why weren't they being told? How many had really died? Do they think we are stupid? We live here. We can all see what's happening, complained one group member. A spokesman for La Rioja's regional government told me that the decision not to give details from specific towns was to prevent them being stigmatized. But withholding information also prevented more searching questions about exactly why Santo Domingo was suffering so badly and whether more could be done to save its residents. Lockdown has meant different things in different places. Spain's has been amongst the strictest and was no less strictly observed in the countryside than in cities. Outdoor exercise was banned, and children under the age of 13 were not allowed to leave home for 45 days. Some Spaniards embraced the restrictions with inquisitorial fervor. The media began using the phrase balcony police to describe people who hurled insults at passers-by who seemed to be breaking lockdown rules. In Madrid, even medical staff on their way to work were sometimes pelted with eggs. This was not just a city thing. In Santo Domingo, too, people complained about the zeal of these window cops. In some rural towns, including both Santo Domingo and Candelaria, where I'm living, the lockdown was enforced not only by residents and police, but also army patrol units. Rural lockdown has certain advantages. In Candelaria, in mid-March, I had a conversation, shouted from one field to another, with a neighbor who was counting his cattle. "We'll always be all right here," he roared. "If necessary, we can just kill a pig or barter our vegetables." Rural subsistence was suddenly an advantage, and people knew it. As weeks went by, I watched wild flowers paint the valley with streaks of red, yellow, and purple. I saw wild boar and otters scurry through fields occupied by sheep, cattle, and horses.